The Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 3. The Goodness of the Land, Its Food. Saturday. Related Verses. Judges 9:9. But the olive tree said to them, "Shall I leave my fatness, because of which God and men are honored by me, and go to wave over the trees?" Zechariah 4:12-14. And I answered a second time and said to him, "What are the two olive branches that are by the side of the two golden spouts, which empty the gold from themselves?" And he said, "These are the two sons of oil who stand by the Lord of the whole earth." Revelation 11:4. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands which stand before the Lord of the earth. Romans 11:17. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and became a fellow partaker of the root of fatness of the olive tree. John 15:4-5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. 1 John 2:20-27. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord Jehovah is upon me, because Jehovah has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the wounds of the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the eyes to those who are bound. Saturday, suggested reading. For what purpose is the oil of the olive tree used? We are told in Judges 9:9 that it is used to honor God and honor man. If we would honor God or man, we must do it by the olive oil. This simply means that if we would serve the Lord, if we would help others, we must do it by the Holy Spirit. We must be a man filled with the Spirit, an olive tree, a son of oil. We can never serve the Lord or help others without the Holy Spirit. But praise him if we enjoy him as the wheat, the barley, the vine, the fig tree, and the pomegranate. We will surely have the oil. We will be filled with the Holy Spirit. We will be truly able to honor God and others. I like the word honor. We must not only honor God, but also honor others. Do not think it is a light or superficial matter. Do you realize that whenever you go to contact a brother or a sister, you are going to honor him? By what will you honor him? By yourself? By your natural life, by your old man, by your worldly knowledge. You can honor him only by the Holy Spirit. But you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You have to be a son of oil. You have to experience Christ as the olive tree. Now you can realize why the Holy Spirit has made the olive tree the last item. When you have experienced Christ as all the other items and have reached this point, then you are full of the Holy Spirit. Then you can honor God and you can honor others. If anyone comes to fellowship with you in the Holy Spirit, you are truly honored by that one. That person, through the Holy Spirit, bestows true honor upon you. Only when we are filled with the Holy Spirit can we honor others. Otherwise, whatever we say, whatever we do, will simply dishonor them. If we can talk with them only about the world situation and about this and that, we are heaping dishonor upon them. In all your contacts with others, can you say that by the Lord's mercy and grace and by the Holy Spirit you honor them? or do you dishonor them with so many things? To honor others, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Whether or not we are filled with the Spirit to honor God and others depends very much upon how we enjoy and experience Christ day by day as the wheat, the barley, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and then the olive tree. If we pass the first five items, we will surely come to the sixth, the olive tree. We will be a son of oil, a saint full of the Holy Spirit,